everybody. So tonight is the pink supermoon. So I couldn't miss tonight. I'm going to be playing you guys music to stare at the moon to. And I think the East Coast and, the East Coast probably can already see the moon. The moon's going to be huge. Tonight is the pink supermoon, and it's going to look huge. And I know the Pacific Northwest, where I live, there's not a cloud in the sky. There's just blue skies. So I'm going to play you guys music to gaze at the moon, wondering, what is that thing? Now that we know what we know. BB is here to diffuse much of the witch wizardry energy going down tonight. God's creation, there's nothing evil about any of God's creation. That's why if you want to make things good, you have to participate in something good around something. It's painfully easy to understand. You just have to, like a black cat, for example. You just have to not see it as a witch's tool and be like, oh, that's a nice cat. And then it's all good. Like, for example, goats. My goat just gave birth to three. We lost one, but we have two beautiful, healthy goats. The one could never move her legs. I kept her alive for over an hour, though, with CPR. The way you do goat CPR is you wrap them in a towel when they're not breathing. Her heart was beating, but she couldn't breathe. And you swing, and then you use a thing to pull fluid out of her lungs. We got her to blah, so I thought we're in the clear, but she never could move her legs. And so she died right in my hands. But the other two, and that happens a lot with the third goats. When there's the third one that comes out, a lot of times they were deprived of oxygen too much. But the other two are there's a boy and a girl, very beautiful goats, very happy. Right now they're with their mamas. There's nothing evil about goats, guys, not one thing. Goats are wonderful animals. So apply that to every aspect of quote-unquote witchcraft. There's nothing evil about a moon. There's nothing evil about black cats. There's nothing evil about goats. Goats are one of the most phenomenal. Goats are such good animals that the thought of eating one of my Nigerian bottle-fed dwarf goats, it would be the equivalent of eating George, my dog. It's not even close. All right, here we go. That moon. Beethoven gets it. Their eyes are creepy. Your eyes are creepy. Without care, yeah, I was out of time.
'cause I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Charles Beethoven.
Vibration. Beethoven was an absolute bear, yes. Good.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? That made me crazy, probably. When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. And it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
For the full moon tonight, the pink super moon. Thank you. someone's a bear. Listen to this. That's just such a good riff. Hey, boys.
Hello.
Hey. Want to hear a song, bud?
Yes.
It's called Choking Out Daddy. You like that one?
Oh my head.
Oh. All right. No rough housing, boys. Percussion on me. Go bum 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 bum. Ready? Do it again, right? Bum 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 bum. Here we go. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum.
Thank you.
was something so pleasant about that day. Even your emotions had an echo with so much space. When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Baby, tonight, the pink moon, the super moon. I'm giving you a soundtrack. We're about to get into some Pink Floyd.
Do you think you can tell? did they get you to trade your heroes for gold? Not hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk on part in the war for a lead role in a game? children. Wake up, hold your mistakes up before they turn the summer into dark. If the children know about us, our bodies get bigger, but our hearts get torn up. We're just a million little gods in the rainstorm, turning every good thing to rust. I guess we'll just have to adjust.
Transition back in, but I didn't. My voice is too high. I got the bass section, BB. Nice. Yeah, sing along. Oh, yeah, there's a supermoon tonight. And Ursa Major just welcomed a baby girl and a baby boy goat into this beautiful world. Very good looking goats. One goat died in my arms. Very intense, but she didn't really have a shot. I resuscitated her. Resuscitated her to get her to breathe, but she never could move her legs. Very intense. But the coronavirus, you know, it was definitely a little emotional because I was trying to resuscitate her for over an hour, which is absurd for a goat, but I really like goats a lot. Pink Floyd was an hour. But the coronavirus. Yeah. Pink Moon was the album. It did happen. The third goat, a lot of times they don't get enough oxygen. There's nothing you can really do about it. I hope it stops raining and clears up. No way. Dude, the moon's still up there. Poor goat. The goat's fine, Dimitri. That's a good cover of the last song. Why don't we do it again? It's not sad. We have two healthy goats. We thought she only had one in her because she was so small. Three. The two that came out there with their mama right now having a blast. But I'm just such an underdog guy. But the coronavirus. How many you got now, BB? Oh, so many. If she would have made it, you could have named her Lieutenant Dan. Yeah, I think she could never move her legs. And she never had, like, her eyes never, like, adjusted. She always had like Love, how would you describe her eyes? Cloudy eyes. Sorry for your last one. It's fine. I was just, it's fine. It was a bit, it's a goat. It's fine. It's, but I just, it was an intense moment. Need to name one of them Corona. That'd be pretty funny. The crown. How much for a goat? I'm not selling them right now. I might give a few to bears down the line, but I'm not selling any goats. Unless it was like somebody who had a really good home and I like knew them. Dude, I like bottle feed these goats. I'm not just like a goat. I don't do this for money. I don't know how else to put it. All right. Nick Drake is underrated, I think. Well, what's that one song by Nick Drake? Fly? It's a good song. Hang on. Nick Drake. Fly. Please give me a second face. It's a very beautiful song. Owen's First Day of My Life is crazy better than the original. Thank you. Pagan just means someone who's real. Who died? Which goat? Oh, no. A baby goat. We thought our goat, our one goat had one, but really she had three. And the third one was born, her heart was beating, but she wasn't breathing and she wouldn't move. And so I used a technique to use on baby goats where you hold their head in place and you swing them like this to get the fluid out of their lungs. And I did like this really gentle type CPR and she gained consciousness, but could never move. And her mother didn't give her any attention because I think instinctively, you know, kind of knew that she was a dunzo. But I'm a sucker for the underdog, so I spent an hour with her just trying to keep her alive. I was giving her some colostrum, it's all good. Farming is perhaps the ultimate reality check. People have no idea. But the coronavirus! Can you name the new good Hope and Joy? Well, one's a dude and one's a girl. I was thinking of corona and virus. I'm just kidding. All right. Yeah, Walter wants to name the girl girly. What about the boy? By the way, the boy goat is like stunning. Gus? Gus is a good name. Like the boy goat is, I'm not joking. It has some of the best coloring I've ever seen on a goat ever. It's crazy. BB is a shepherd of goats. Of course, you resuscitate for an hour. You're a good shepherd. I mean, I was like, I swaddled a goat. I thought she was okay. I said a prayer for God to either save the goat or put her out of her misery because she was in limbo for over an hour. Never really came into this world, but with the resuscitation, she was taking breaths. We lost a lamb a month ago, same deal, heavy as shit. Yeah, people don't understand it. They just don't understand it. It's one thing with, like, meat birds. Meat birds, I could chop their heads off five at a time if I, you know. Meat bird. Dude, goats are Nigerian dwarf bottle-fed goats. I can't speak on other goats, but they're basically dogs. They're such beautiful animals that, you know, I just, it's intense. All right. By Nick Drake, it's called Fly. Please give me a second grace. Please give me a second face. I've fallen far down the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way. Now, if it's time for recompense for what's done, come sit down on the fence in the sun, and the clouds will roll by, and we'll never deny. It's really hard, it's really too hard for the fly. Tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for the day. So come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea will sigh, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for to fly.
different. That's way different. Going,
please, please give me a second grace. Please, please give me a second face. I've fallen far down for the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way.
That's such a good song. Dylan wrote some great stuff despite his cultural handicap. I completely disagree. I think Dylan's lyrics are terrible. I'm hearing a bit of sodomy. Is this Incubus? No, this is not sodomy. I might play it again. Dylan is so, this is a very pretty song. Yeah, I want to try and play it again. Yeah, Facebook is all I've had, but I don't want to. Dylan didn't write. He gives credit to Supreme Commander. All his songs suck. Name one, guys. I'll sit here. Name one. Dead Goat Yoga is popular in LA. Hilarious bear named Zoo. Yeah, you can joke about my dead goat, but I'm just telling you, it's very intense to be resuscitating that dies in your hands. Nick Drake has a song, Pink Moon. Well, we will find it.
Please tell me your second name.
Pink Moon. Pink Moon, Nick Drake. Let's take a listen.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way.
Little sodomy heavy.
None of you.
I don't like it. He's mumbling intentionally. Baby, you've been on my mind, especially after nurturing your mom. It's quite from how to be Bob Dylan sound like. Yeah, Bob Dylan. Name one. Give my dead dad CPR. Yeah, it's way more intense than my baby goat. Not really in the same ballpark, but you know. BB, it has a great piano solo. Yeah, I'm good. It's all good. I like Nick Drake's Fly. You want to hear Nick Drake's Fly, him sing it? It's really good. It's the song I just played. What's this? I don't like mumbling. I haven't heard it in a while. It was a little lisping. All right, what else you guys want to hear? Girl from the North. That song made me squirt. Guys, it's family night here. It's family night at the Smith House. All Along the Watchtower. Let's play it. See if it's utter nonsense or if there's anything to it. You gotta remember, I don't like remember a lot of stuff. Hang on. I mean, I remember songs, but if I haven't heard a song in like 10 years, I might have a completely different opinion.
There must be some. Hang on. There must be.
B flat? That's weird.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Let's just read the lyrics. Fuck, forget it. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, they drink my wine. Plow men dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. No reason to get excited, the thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. All along the watchtower, princes kept the view. Well, all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching. The one behind. Total garbage. If I polled 10 people who said that that was their favorite song, they would all think it meant something completely different. And that's why you know it's nonsense. And I don't care if I offend anybody. In fact, I welcome it. Yeah, Nick Drake flies a good song. I don't care. Even if he lisps a little bit like a snake. Remember, I don't remember a lot of stuff that made me laugh harder than expected. Remember, I don't remember. All right. Dylan was intended to pervert what he thought was good music. Right. Rogan is a plowman. Good evening, Bears. Good evening to you. How many times must a bike thief steal a bike that belongs to a white? Well, let's do a different Dylan song. I'll just change the lyrics as I go, as I see fit. Yes, it, yeah, he doesn't have many bikes. Master bank thief steal. If you put him in jail, he doesn't have many people can wear a coronavirus mask, especially when they're fat as a whale. I didn't really do a good job. He doesn't have many reds. Yeah, he doesn't have many reds. Master man, well damn. Before you call him a man. I don't know, eight, Bob, tell us the answer. I don't have an answer. I just don't have an answer. How many bikes must a bike thief steal before you send him to jail? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. It's a shockingly bad song. It's a shockingly bad song. And yeah, and Dylan also has a lisp. Dude, they all have lisp. Like, it's like, hang on, I'll do a different game. Yes, and how many roads must a bike? All right. Yes, and how many bikes must a bike thief steal before you put him in jail? What's another thing we want to ask? Yes, and how many times must some people be scared to corona you when they are as fat as the whale? The answer, my friend, is whatever's on CNN. The answer is whatever's on CNN. Yes, and how many times can some people exist? The answer, my friend, needs a promo code. No, how about this? The answer, my friend, needs a promo code at the end. The answer's from Shapiro, comma Ben. Promo code, more like, it's a family night. The answer, my friend, is five. My Roger Waters asked the JQ with no lisp. Oh, yeah, he does. And how many times must them people exist before you call him and me? Do you think that's a funny voice, buddy? Oh, do you guys want to hear a super funny song? Listen to this. Just wait. I'm not saying it. It's called 6 Million. By John Neems. Yes.
Now is the time for critical thinking minds to take another look. inside your history books and turn to the pages that covers World War II and focus your attention on the 6 million Jews.
2, 3, 4.
Yes, 6 million Jews. It's a mantra, you see. Not my point of view, but a fact. So don't get mad at me.
Hey, man, don't get mad at me.
There were no gas chambers.
No, sir.
In any of the labor camps.
Not one, historically.
The victors wrote the story.
Might be nay.
It needs to be revenge.
How dare you?
You see, the Holocaust is not what it appears to be.
How dare you?
Yes, the Holocaust needs to be looked at more carefully.
What's next? What's next, Jason?
Yes, the Holocaust, clearly a logistic impossibility.
Fact. Literally a fact.
Yes, the Holocaust, a cash cow that keeps making money.
Hey, man, get what's next, Jason? By the way, let me guys. We're gonna listen to it from the beginning, obviously. When people go, why do you care? Right? Because it's been used to start like a bunch of wars and put everyone in like unpayable debt. But I mean, why do you care though? We're gonna listen to it one more time. This is one of the funny. This is by John N I E M S. Weiss sent me this. Weiss loves this.
But isn't he a Jew?
Yeah, he hates lies. Here we go. We're going to listen to it from the beginning. I love how it builds. It's just like an anthem. Of course, it's banned everywhere, which means it's hysterical.
Now is the time for critical thinking minds to take another look inside your history book.
No, I don't think that at all.
And turn to the pages that covers World War II.
I don't like where this is going at all.
And focus your attention on the 6 million Jews.
It's exactly 6 million. Don't question it or you're going to prison.
Yes, 6 million Jews. It's a mantra, you see.
Never forget, never forget. I'm going to teach
not
your children.
My point of view, but a fact, so don't get mad at me.
Oh, how dare you?
There were no gas chambers.
What?
And any of the labor camps.
How dare you?
The victors wrote the story.
I mean, seriously, how dare you?
Needs to be revenge.
How double, triple dog dare you? Seriously.
You see, the Holocaust is not what it appears to
be. They killed me and my whole family. It turns into soap.
Yes, the Holocaust needs to be looked at more carefully.
What do you mean? They killed my man before she even got pregnant with
yes,
me.
Yes, the Holocaust.
But then how do we start a war?
A
I mean, seriously. What's next?
Yes.
We need abortion.
A cash cow that keeps making money.
I mean, it's the least that Poland can do. I mean, seriously.
6 million lies is what we are told at birth.
It's not a lie if it's in the telling.
6 million lies. It keeps growing and only gets worse.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
They used it as a propaganda tool for Zionist Israel.
I mean, it's the least we could have done to save ourselves.
Forcing Palestine to become a living hell.
They want to turn us into soap. I mean, seriously.
You see, the Holocaust is not what it appears to be.
It was 6 billion. It was billions and billions.
Yes, the Holocaust needs to be looked at more carefully.
The least you can do is give us your children's future.
Yes.
Unpayable debt.
Clearly a logistic impossibility.
I mean, I added it in my head once.
Yes, the Holocaust.
I mean, it's worth.
Cow that keeps making money.
It's the least Poland can do. I mean, Poland was crushing in World War II. The least Polish people could do is give the bankers more money. I mean, seriously, I mean, what's next? Is there anything? I mean, seriously, is there anything? What's next?
Six million
lives. I mean, there was at least nine of them.
Six million.
5 million lives. I mean, seriously.
6 million did not die.
I mean, what's next?
It's a mantra repeated over and over.
And we're currently in the Holocaust, by the way. It's the same exact thing. It's like, just wait. Just wait for 5 years after they just continue to tank the economy, and they're just like, 6 million people died of the coronavirus. And then you look at the stats, and it's like car accidents. Someone told me that their family member died in a car accident, and it was labeled coronavirus. And meanwhile, you have all these people being like, no, I had it. I was sick as hell. I'm like, you victim-y idiot. You're sick every year. Every year you're so sick you can't help with anybody. I mean, what next? That was really funny. Oh, it's hysterical. And again, that's John, N-I-E-M-S. And that was sent to me by Dave Weiss. A lot of Jews also don't like lies, guys. It doesn't help anyone. And let's just say flat earthers are pretty open to the idea that somebody lied in World War II. All right, no one cared until I refused to put on the mask. No one cared who I was until I wouldn't put on the mask. It's not cool if you say the wrong numbers to the J word. I don't care at all what they think. Like, I've had enough of the J words for like 50, for 6 million lifetimes. But I mean, what's next? All right, what songs do you want to hear? But my brother's friend's boss cousin has brain cancer, just tested positive for the coronavirus. You guys want to see some pictures that are blow your mind? Want to see some people just trusting the plan? Look at this. Dude, look at that. Dude, I've been collecting these. Hang on. Oh, those are my goats. My new ones. Real handsome boy. That's the one that didn't make it. But I mean, here's Joe Rogan. These are all going to be on. Oh, someone sent my son his own guitar. So thoughtful. It's going to help with his bike thievery right after he buys his groceries. Guys, this is all so humiliating. I mean, look at this woman. Yeah. But I mean, the coronavirus. Look at this guy. This is America in 2020. This guy is trusting the plan here, guys. Look at that. Look at that guy. Just look at him. Look at him. But the coronavirus. I'm loving it. I think it's one of the best times in human history. My grandfather died in Auschwitz, fell off the guard tower. That's one of my favorite jokes. But see, that's still going with the narrative. You know, there was like swimming pools and stuff, and all the lies were like, they were full of acid. It's like, no, there's literally photos of like the Auschwitz guards and stuff. Dude, I was a World War II history major, and I believed the lie for a long time. But looking back, there was no evidence at all for any of it. Like, none. And that was when I was so naive that the lack of evidence was even more evidence. One of the reasons I'm so good at spotting nonsense now is because I spent $40,000 on a history degree focused on World War II, and they lied to me the whole time. Well, I mean, they didn't like just lie. They just that's how I figured out a lot of wizardry with, especially with the hats, is they were like, yeah, there was no order. It's like, really? The Germans didn't keep good books? It's like, oh yeah, and they also bulldozed Auschwitz. It's like, why? It's like, and I'm like, wait a minute. So 6 million, where did all the census report, like none of it's real. Like not one bit. Ridiculous to see so many people wearing masks. I mean, it's all good. It's a great opportunity for people that aren't insane to just absolutely crush. You don't fully trust a plan unless you propagate the fake pandemic lie to yourself. Do your part. Oh, the kids. Oh, yeah. Make sure you scare your kids. Oh. Breaking quantum theory has discovered a squirt particle. Yeah, it's just squirting everywhere. BB, the roller coasters of death. Oh, well, I mean, I'm not saying the Holocaust didn't happen. It was nine gay rollerbladers did. Would you like to see the taunting that the rollerbladers were doing right before? This is the archives. This is the chutzpah leading to the Holocaust. And it goes out. Chutzpah leading to the Holocaust, colorized, 1940. These were all Jews. Look at them. Look at them. I mean, that's going to be a problem, guys. They always destroy the evidence or lack thereof. No, they don't. I studied World War II history as a major. They kept records for like how many boots they bought and sold. Germans keep every single record they've ever done for everything. All of World War II is completely kept. All the records are kept except for one. Except for one record. And it just so happens that allowed like this crazy takeover of the United States. All right, I don't want to talk about it anymore. It gets me too pissed off. I didn't think I heard a troll. So check this out. This is the chutzpah that led. I'm going to play it again. This was Weimar Republic, 1940. Right before the incident. Yeah. This is all the banking industry. We got it. The chutzpah. This is what they did throughout all Weimar Republic for 25 straight years. How dare you? Whoa! Slow down, Ira! I work at Walmart. It's hilarious how many people have basically full homemade hazmat suits. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Like, people have been demoted to childlike behavior. All right. I'm going to read some letters. People sent me some really cool stuff today in boxes. Hey, Big Bear Bears. It's been well over a year since I last wrote you. I'm certain it was before you quit drinking and right around the time you were setting up Ursa Manor. Anyway, I've been with you for some time now, and I appreciate that you bow to no one besides our Heavenly Father. As you can see, my wife and I are sending you a bunch of baby boy clothes. Do with them as you please. I also have a baby girl on the way. My first daughter is the same age as Walter. Nobody's crushing like the bears. Also, I'd like to be happy to convince your supply of books worth burning, since as I also was tricked by Dr. Lobster and Shekel Piru. Much love from my family to yours, Joshua. No room for despair, bear. Love it. This person sent me, Super Delta Bear, sent my son a child's guitar. It was I was blown away. I'm a 50-year-old bear, empty nesting in Missouri as a loving husband and dad of two wonderful young adults, a son 22, daughter 19. I happened upon your GTube stream several months ago by mistake. You're probably watching rollerblade videos and it recommended mine. Honestly, I didn't much like your fireside rants at first, but your basic message struck a chord with my own search for truth. Dude, how funny is it? It's like, man, this guy's drunk, he's ranting, but he does get the Jew situation. It's several months later now. I'm a proud subscriber to unauthorized.tv and look forward to your daily D-Live streams. Like you, I have Wisconsin roots, mostly German and Irish, but no grabbly. He knows I might be a little bit grabbler. I had a Jesus moment several years ago when I was kicked out of the corporate beast for prioritizing my family over a big money VP gig that was literally killing me and destroying everything that really matters. Yeah, good move. My life is very different now, struggling to retool the comfort of fancy pants suburban life here in Missouri. I'm kicking addictions and actually started a small garden this year and seriously weighing a decision to have chickens and goats in my subdivision. Definitely. Everybody respects dudes with animals. Because it knows that everybody knows that you understand life and death. They look to you for comfort in times of crisis. You mentioned that Wally has shown interest in playing the guitar. I've enclosed a small starter guitar for him to get his feet wet. It is not new, but in pretty good shape. It makes it even better because there's love in it. I already tuned it for him. Especially considering this guitar was the very first that inspired my son to pursue his passion and creativity in music almost 18 years ago. Hey, Walter, will you grab the guitar and bring it over to show the Bears? Oh, forget it. This guitar comes with a lot of love and appreciation built in. Around the age of 4, my son would constantly strap on this axe and entertain the whole family with his playing and singing to come to some of the greatest music, pre-hard gravel, played on our stereo. I'm proud to say that my son went on to learn not only guitar, but also piano, bass, and now primarily drums. Like you, he doesn't read music, but uses his ear and his mind to make connections and create. He and I would be honored to have this instrument live on in another home with another soul family to inspire music and joy. Isn't this just unbelievable? You have my sincere gratitude for sharing your journey. I believe we all have one that is slightly unique, are all at different milestones along the path. I like knowing that we are not alone and we have brothers and sisters to help you up if you fall, or better still, tell you to get off your ass and do better next time. Much love to the Bear community, and especially to you and your beautiful family, Super Delta Bear. This is unbelievable. I believe... Oh, sweet. Thank you. I believe, like, energy... This is going to sound kind of... It's not new agey. In fact, it's real old agey, what I'm about to say. It sounds hippy-dippy. It's not. I think that... that love and energy gets pat, like, you know, it's kind of like the that song about building a home. I think if you build something with love, or if you get food from an animal that you care about, the food is better for you. I think, like, if you get a hand-me-down that's been, like, loved, I think it brings your family more joy. I know that for a fact. I don't care what anyone says. I know that for a fact. I'm buying my daughter a ukulele tonight for Easter. Awesome. Pre-owned instruments are great. Dude, it's like there's a vibration to it. And I won't apologize. Yeah, John Q. Public just gave some more Legos, and I can hear Walter playing with him right now. If y'all want a good Christian metal album, check out Emerald Arm for Battle. It has a great song about Jesus. Sweet. You're going to have to dig for that John Neem 6 million song. Oh, you got to dig for it. They won't play it anywhere. you infuse things with intention. Oh, dude, I know it's true. That's why I think that's going to be a real kick up in America is when we start, instead of Chinese stuff made by people who hate us, literally, not all Chinese people. There's Chinese, they're Oriental Bear, you know. But when you get hand-me-downs or you make things with love, or your people in your own nation make stuff, it's going to sound insane. I think it, like, it makes it so you don't, like, get certain diseases. I believe you, BB, intention, energy can infuse an object. I know it's true. It's a, like, when things are just mass-produced by people that hate you, you can literally feel it. That 6 million song is absolutely incredible. This is my favorite time of life so far. Yeah, and it's older. He did it a while ago. They're not really cracking down on calling out the cost anymore because they're trying to pitch a new one, the Holocaust. I feel like people want to just write you off as crazy so they don't have to give up their sodomy addiction. 100%. That's exactly it. If I'm crazy, they don't have to face what I'm telling them they have to face. It doesn't hurt me. It's bad for them. If someone's like, look, there's an avalanche coming. And someone's like, I just bought my downhill ski ticket. I want to ski all day. I work. So I'm like, that's an avalanche coming down the mountain. It's like, look at the crazy guy over here. And I'm like, dude, you're not hurting me. You know, they have to say, oh, you know, it's kind of like when people spiral about, like, when I talk about how I have respect for how Muslims can withstand the gravel and everything, and they're like, how dare you have friends? I'm like, where do you think all your loans come from? Like, the Jew, of course. The best thing that ever happened to America. Atheist Jews, or the ones that think Jesus was a thief. I'm like, you're in unpayable debt to Jews, and you're going to... I mean, my point is it doesn't hurt me. Okay. It gets a little exhausting. It gets a little, it makes me a little melancholy to see people be so stupid, but what are you supposed to say? It's like, well, I mean, I go over to Chase Bank, and of course I stop by Wells Fargo, and I try to get the best rates. I got 4.5% pre-want for my Ford Exposition. So you have no problem getting an unpayable compound interest to the Jews. But if I bring up insights that Muslims have, you have no problem. How dare you? Because the Muslim isn't giving them loans. I mean, say what you will about the Jew. They're the best thing that ever happened to America. Why? So you can live by your children's futures? So you can go in so much debt that your kids will, your brilliant kids will have to work at Starbucks while you sip on a pina colada in your Buick. That's why you feel this way, and we all can see it. All right. Mass production sucks in general. Yeah. Frequencies affect molecular makeup. What you're saying, not only not hippy-dippy, it's scientifically provable. I know, but I think so many hippy-dippy types have been like, the energy, man, is blowing my mind. Everybody filleted each other. It's time to fillet. That it kind of ruined it for like the people that really want to talk about it. I saw a video of Christians going to church. The media was trying to shame them. Oh, I know. I played that today. I was talking about base Christians. Guys, I want Christians to actually be Christian. And that's why I highlighted it today. I'm like, and everybody was like, amen, this woman's crushing. I'm just showing you who actually is practicing what they preach and who isn't. It's like the boomers are like, I'm Christian. That's why I'm in $1.4 million of unpayable debt. Okay, and you, sir, BB, I'm 23 and I still have time to be a young stud on the piano if I've never played. Of course. I mean, you're never going to be as good as me, but you're going to be good enough to be able to play things that are very beautiful. Frequency of everything is so important. Yes.
What's next? Imagine there's no debt. It would be good with me. No one holding the note. And illegal sodomy. Imagine all the grabblers living on the outskirts of town. You may say, what's next, genocide? But I'm paying off my debts. And I know for a fact without debt, you have no chain on me. Imagine a 22-year-old American not being in 80 grand of debt for lies. Let's pay off those Jewish bank loans. Then the filthy grabber chains die. How dare you? Imagine all the grabblers living in the outskirts of town, not saying to hurt the grabber, just what I think. This is just what I see with me.
I don't know. I forget it. You guys get it. No tricks to going to war. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Imagine no 25-year wars to get opium for oxy. Not saying to kill or hurt these people. Just don't have a bank loan for your property. imagine all the grabblers having to do honest work, not parasitic work. You may say, how dare you? But I'm paying off my debts. Many more people are singing, and we haven't even started yet. Imagine no more porn, and no more lies about the cough. Young men were looking for women, not in their basements whacking at Westlake's. Imagine all the grabblers living in the outskirts of town. Town. They're trying to take away everything.
All right. He just reminded me of Flight of the Conchords. Yeah. Can we each sing half a line and get a parody of that? Imagine all the grabblers trying to do honest work. That's Earth's Gold. Yeah, it's like, what was that? Remember I did the Gentile song? The man who cleans the tile are the Gentile. The Jew is doing their financial crime. The hoobity-hoo. It's all good. If they canceled NASA and gave each of the money instead of $27,000 a year each, it's insulting. Oh, it doesn't. You just have to detach from the whole concept of money. But it's all good. Ah, damn, that's brilliant. Here's, want to hear what, I'll forget it. I do this all the time. I don't remember any of it. And I'm not bragging. It's just reality. Like, I'll never remember what I just said. I'll never do it again. Live in the moment. Peace be upon you, O bear of great stature. I'm finally sitting down to write this letter to go along with your gift, one of which has been ready for over a month. Hopefully they will pair well with your how dare you mug and some of that homemade goat cheese. A bit about myself. I'm a 36-year-old husband and father of two boys. I've been self-employed for about 8 years and now doing residential renovations and woodworking on the side. I work the wood, which my wife appreciates. I'm in Lawrence, Georgia, in case any bears are near me and need some work done. Check me out on Facebook at New Creation Renovations. Guys, follow them. New Creation Renovations. Get in touch with other bears in your areas. Guys, networks and community are power. That is what power is. It's having buddies around your area that you guys know and trust. Trust is power. Bank and trust. They're losing the trust. Make your own trust. I'm dead serious. And it's very literal. Get friends you trust. I've been trying to find the Gentile song for months. Yeah, they obviously deleted it. But for those of us that remember, it was hysterical. The men who pick up the garbage and those who pick up the tile are the very special, hardworking Gentile. And that's like, well, so many Jews are in the business. It's like, like Harvey Weinstein, and covering the ficus with a hoody hoody hoo. I mean, so many, their industries are really just so insanely disgusting. Hey, love, will you grab me that piece of wood so I can show the bears what this dude made me? Yeah, I feel you. I'll land this plane soon. Much duty. We also finally planted our garden, much to you putting it so much because it's been on the list for so long. Last thing, any advice for a Sigma dad with a Gamma son would be appreciated. I have no idea. Your son's probably, he's just probably going through something. Keep crushing, brother. Barely there, bear. Well, maybe you could be there a little more for him. Oh, he made me this. Look at this. Thanks, love. How you feeling? I'm just beat. It's for cheese. Want to say hi to the bears? Oh, cool. Want to say hi to the bears? Does anybody have any questions for my beautiful wife? You got stuff to do? All right, cool.
I'm really tired. I'm not exaggerating.
All right. Also, the Scarlet Threat. I just got the You Air for the first time, and I heard it in your voice. And oh, You Air. in Mountain Bear's cartoon. So thank you for that. My response, which was the only appropriate one, was how dare you. Also, the scarlet thread that one of the bears mentioned on a previous stream refers to Christ being woven throughout the entire Bible and how everything points to him. The scarlet thread and a three-card strand is not easily broken. Three-chord strand, sorry. Are the combined theme of your coasters. Yeah, you also made me some sweet coasters. Those were made over a month ago, so it's pretty cool that it came up in the chat. Synchronicity's off the charts. I know the center line isn't actually scarlet. Just pretend it is. Sweet. Google bear map and directory and find bears near you. I'm not the biggest fan of maps, but, you know, you guys do what you do. But just make communities. Like, get in touch. Know each other. Friendship, community, that's what wealth is. That's what power is. That's all it is. How do you manage to put up with him without going upside his head? She loves me. Any other Oregon bears out there, give me a chat. Let's talk about life. Sweet Oregon bear. Yeah, bearsaloon.com, Bear Vibe. What are the ones you guys go to? BB, how the goats? Two new goats today. Two new ones. All right, any final? I'm going to play you guys a little. Hopefully Sovereign is a female. Dimitri, relax. Any Rage Against the Machine? No. My husband and I had the verse about the chord strand at our wedding ceremony. Sweet. If you want to play it for the stream. Oh, nice. Let's listen to it. Thank you, Kind to Bear. There we go.
There we go. I find,
you guys hear it?
I find our celebrity culture pretty silly because none of those jobs mean anything. They don't do anything important. And I've always been an Adam Sandler fan. He put me in a couple movies. He's a really nice guy. And he would always sing this Hanukkah song about everybody in showbiz. So I wanted to balance it out and do a song about everybody else. All
right. E. Michael Jones is in the audience here, by the way.
Sour impression as well.
We this go. Is Indiana.
The farmers in the fields. And the men who lay down the tile.
E. Michael Jones is dying.
Just a few members of the highly productive Gentiles.
This guy gets it.
The men who fix up the potholes and keep the power up in the power lines are much too busy working for all your financial crimes.
I did.
So many Jews are in the showbiz, like Harvey Weinstein whacking off and covering a plant with a hippie.
Jonesy's dying.
The plumbers fixing the pipes don't have time for your CNN scoop, but they're keeping Mark Zuckerberg from drowning in his Jewish poop. What did you
do?
So many Jews are in the show. Like Woody Allen Weinstein, and I hear Polanski is.
All rapists, by the way. All rapists.
And just let yourself laugh. It's insanely funny. Don't tell your friend Kyle. There's men who pick up the garbage piles. And if you're nice, they'll smile and invite you to stay a while. And they don't live in denial. So everybody be nice to the Gentile. O.J. Simpson.
did.
You get the final joke. Own crushing heart. Oh, that's all. No laugh track. No, no. I don't believe in laugh tracks. In fact, when people laugh too much, when I know it isn't organic, I get mad at the crowd. I tell them to relax.
Hey, seriously.
Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? A laugh track is like the Viagra of comedy. If you need it, you ain't fucking properly. Come on down. We need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Doing this.
Okay. Just a little pinprick. Bing.
That'll cure corona, don't you see? And I'll give you back your economy. And I said,
there is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon.
Picture that again. And it's like,
okay, just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. Ah! And you may feel a little sick. Can you stand up?
Please, my name's Bill Gates. Trust me. Take my vaccine for corona, and I'll let you have your economy. And I said,
there is no pain, 'cause I opted out. I don't need to scream and shout. You can take anything you were holding over me. I don't want your debt-based economy. As a child, my dad was a wizard too. I found out later he was kind of gay and part Jew. I learned from him how the game is played. I will not lie down for your shot. That is not how I am.
Reporting. According to the stats, you will all be dead. Keep it on, so we're in your head. My name is Anderson. I'm a Sado from the Vanderbilt family.
We know what's going on about this crashed economy. It is Corona. You can never see it. No. It's a scary, scary monster. And do it really has to go? And I said, there is no pain, cause I don't watch the media. I birthed two goats just today. The third one didn't make it, she died in my arms. I understand life and death very well. When I was a child, I had to go to school. My teachers used to lie just like this to me. Now they're all gone, many of them are dead. I will not let that stuff back in my head. This is not how I am.
Distant ship smoke on the horizon.
I'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. I caught a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child is grown, the dream is gone.
George to sleep. First time I haven't gone to church on Palm Sunday here in New York City. Ended up appreciating faith more. Yeah, your church is cucked. It's not a church. It's a DMV with nice windows. Palm Sunday. All the squares are like, did someone say palm? Square time. Thunderstorm happening here right now. Nice. I love thunderstorms.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
By the way, Pink Floyd's The Wall is so good. It's so good. Grabbers hate that we're having a blast. Don't even think about them. Don't even care if they hate it. I went through that phase, though. I'm not shaming you for that. I went through a phase where I got really excited thinking about the Grabbers hating how much I was crushing. And then they just fade away. Just make fun of their crimes. It's not even the person. Our fight is not flesh and blood. It's principalities of darkness. I want the Grabbers to become good people. I don't have any issue with them. I have an issue with the master of the Grabbler. The ugly Jew went live, rude. It's not rude. He doesn't owe me anything. Doesn't matter to me at all. Like, that's literally more the merrier. I've seen so many people lately decorate their houses with stained glasses and rainbows. Thoughts? No thoughts at all. What's another good song on, Mother was the song that got me into The Wall. It's just, listen to this. It's a child's, lullaby.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
Rainbows are not gay now, no.
Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Ooh, Mother, should I build a wall?
Goodbye, Blue Sky. Yeah, I can play that.
Mother, should I run for president?
The song is so simple, so good.
Mother, should I run for president?
Goodbye, Max.
my ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel, and as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream, a place to stay, enough to eat, somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear, and what's more, no one ever disappears, you never hear their standard issue kicking in your door.
Oh, what was that other one? Hey You. I said I was going to play that one. Hey You.
There we go.
that's a good song. A lot of people are experiencing that song right now, in real time. This will be, I got a little black book with my poems in. Got a bag with a toothbrush and a comb in. When I'm a good dog, they sometimes throw me a bone. I got elastic bands keeping my shoes on. Got those swollen hair blues. I got 13 channels of shit on the TV to choose from. I've got electric light. And I've got second sight. I've got amazing powers of observation. That is how I know when I try to get through on the telephone to you. There be nobody home. I've got the obligatory Hendrix perm and the inevitable pinhole burns all down front of my favorite satin shirt. I've got nicotine stains on my fingers. I got a silver spoon on a chain. Got a grand piano to prop up my mortal remains. I've got wild staring eyes. I've got a strong urge to, and I've got a strong urge to fly. But I've got nowhere to fly to, fly to, fly to, fly to. Ooh, babe, when I pick up the phone. Simon, where the hell are you, Simon? All right, I'm gonna land this plane. Let me release the lemons and see if anybody has anything to say that isn't retarded. I got a pair of Go Hills boots. I've got fade in roots. Distribute the rewards. Be part of the community. Maybe one of my turns. Oh, what about, I don't need no arms around me. What's another good, well, I can play this one. This is from The Wall.
Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we will meet again?
No violence, just love, freedom, first freedom still. Violence isn't even part of the game, really. I'm starting to realize that. Oh, what song is this? Hang on, let's just finish on this song again. Oh, what is this? What song is this? Release the lemons. Someone has some questions.
Now is the time for critical thinking minds to take another look inside your history book. And turn to the pages that covers World War II. And focus your attention on the 6 million Jews.
What's next, Genesis? You can't question the number.
Yes, 6 million Jews.
I have to wash my hands.
It's a mantra, you see.
I have to wash 6 million times a day.
Not my point of view, but a fact.
so don't get mad at me.
But I'm mad at you now.
There were no gas chambers.
But I mean, then how did Iowa die? The
labor camps.
Then how did my business partner...
The victors wrote the story.
I mean, but what's this?
It needs to be revenge.
How dare you? Take my loans.
The Holocaust is not what it appears.
I don't know. That guy's not watching his pornos.
Yes, the Holocaust needs to be looked at more carefully.
That guy's got to watch more pornos. He's a Nazi.
The Holocaust, clearly a logistic impossibility.
I didn't know Adolf Hitler could play the guitar.
The Holocaust, a cash cow that keeps making money.
It's the least Poland could do is give us more money for what they get.
6 million lies is what we are told at birth.
I mean, what's this?
6 million lies. It keeps growing and only
gets worse.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, hang on. Someone's had a great idea.
They used it at...
All right, watch this. Hang on, watch this.
I mean, what? I mean, seriously, here we go.
Yes. Guys, this is about to blow everyone's mind.
Yes, 6 million Jews. It's a mantra, you see. Not my point of view, but a fact. So don't get mad at me. There were no gas chambers in any of the labor camps. The victors wrote the story. It needs to be revenged. You see, the Holocaust is not what it appears to be. Yes, the Holocaust needs to be looked at more carefully. Yes, the Holocaust, clearly a logistic impossibility. Yes, the Holocaust, a cash cow that keeps making money. 6 million lies is what we are told at birth. 6 million lies. It keeps growing and only gets worse. They used it as a propaganda tool for Zionist Israel. La force in Palestine to become a living hell. You see, the is not what it appears to be. Yes, the Holocaust needs to be looked at more carefully. Yes, the Holocaust, clearly a logistic impossibility. Yes, the Holocaust, a cash cow that keeps making money.
Rollerblading, isn't it?
6 million, 6 million, 6 million lies. 6 million, 6 million, 6 million did not die. It's a mantra repeated over and over.
But this year,
it's time to end.
What do you mean, Jenny?
You see, the Holocaust is not what it appears to be.
What is next?
All right, so, dude, how crazy is it that that was probably the start of people being labeled conspiracy theorists? Well, the CIA really pushed it with Kennedy when they shot him. But it was probably when anybody was like, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And they're like, how dare you? I just want to listen to that song, Watching People Rollerblade. Was that the Crash Test Dummies? No. It's a guy you've never heard of because he sings really funny things. It's John N-I-E-M-S. But the truth is getting in the way of the squirt.
Hey, without the lines, I can't squirt.
Because, guys, as someone that's been moderately rich and really poor in the same, like, year and a half, a few times in my life, there's nothing there. And you can get mad at me all you want. Oh, how dare you? It might be nice. I have to pay my bills. And I know what it's like being in a nice car. And I squirt. Oh. It doesn't do it. It doesn't satisfy anybody at all. And it's not real wealth. Real wealth is trust, family, faith, truth, soil, food, health, life, safety. Not safety. I'm throwing that one out because that one's been real graveled. Security in your perimeter. Money literally doesn't bring any happiness at all. And I know you guys know me well enough at this point to know that that's true. Dude, and a lot of you will never experience it. And so I have to just explain it because you'll never experience it. Like that bear that wrote me that thing about being VP and having to give it up because it was killing him. Yeah, he lost a lot of money from that. I bet he's much happier now. He has more purpose. I promise. And it's very important you know that. Yeah, Choppy Bear, it is very important. BB, you have always been rich with friends, yet wealthy. That's why I use the word rich, not wealthy. I've always been very wealthy in spirit and in friends and in community and in crushing. Always. Since I was a kid. But rich. Money. It's a different word. It costs more to keep the lie going than the price of the lifestyle. Dude, it's hell for these people. That's why they're just always hand rubbing. They're trying to scare everybody in the world so that they don't just face it. It's kind of like what that person say where they have to call me crazy so they don't face reality. Picture that times a billion. No, picture it times 6 million. And that's what a lot of these hats are facing right now. And that's why Big Bear, friend of the Jew, enemy of the grabbler. Because a lot of Jews face reality just fine. Dude, Dave Weiss sent me that. The grabber has to face it. They have to face it in this life or the next. The tough times build your character. It's all tough times and great times. Money doesn't do anything. A lot of this debt-based economic richness separates you from reality and it makes you mentally, you become a mental midget or insane. Or like a degenerated pervert. There's healthy, wealthy, and sickly wealthy. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with money. It's not like, you know, if you would like to support the channel, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. But when you pursue these like crazy amounts of money because you think that there's something there, there isn't. Look at Bill Gates. Bill Gates is like a gamma archetype personified. Bill Gates is a weak little man. And there is nothing he can do. I want to show you guys this one scene from Batman. This is the scene that I've always liked from Batman. This is why I'm a Bravo who has an alpha job and is viewed as an alpha a lot. But you guys won't even believe what I realize. I think I might have a strand. You know, some people have a strand of gamma. I might have a strand of omega. Like just a little bit of like burn it. But I don't follow that at all. I've like that's gone away from me a lot. And omega is actually the absolute bottom of the hierarchy. But a lot of comedians have it. Like the Joker in Batman is the omega personified. And I know there's omegas in the chat. I'll show you the omega, the power of the omega in one scene. Watch this. And I know some of you guys will relate to this. Because it comes from abuse. Like I have a great life. I'm not bitching at all. Everybody's been abused. Life itself is abuse. I get it. But you get to a point with abuse where you go, you can't take anything from me, and you laugh at them. And that makes you a little omega. Sometimes it can make people gammas if they're like just horrible people. But if you're not a terrible person, it can give you a gamma twinge. And I'll show you. Commissioner. All right, watch this. Watch this scene. Yeah. This is the personification of the Omega's power. And the Omega doesn't have much societal power at all. Or, you know, they're very low in the totem pole. But the one thing they have is nothing. Which is hilarious. Hang on, what do I got here? Watch this scene. You wanna see the power of the Omega? Watch this.
Harbident never made it home.
By the way, Batman is a textbook gamma. And I'm having Chuck Dixon on soon. We're emailing back and forth. He's hysterical, by the way. Who created the Bane character?
Who did you leave him with? Your people? Assuming, of course, that they are still your people and not Maroni's.
I'll show you.
What difference does that make? Well, depending on the time, he may be in one spot or several.
Okay, so he leaves, and then the Batman comes in. The Delta leaves, and then in comes the Gamma. But watch the Omega. Watch where his power comes from, not giving it, like, just being like, burn it, burn all of it. It's self-destructive, and I've really nipped it in the bud, but it does make you very funny.
Cop, bad cop routine?
Not exactly.
Here comes the secret king, the masked sodomite.
Oh. Ah. Never start with the head. The victim gets all... fuzzy. He can't feel the next.
Like, do you see how I relate to this? It's like, in that situation, it's like, if you're going to use wizardry, never start with the shame. You know, I'll give people tips as they're trying to take me out. It's like, if you're going to do a shame mob, don't go with something I take pride in. And it's just like, how dare you, dude? This is so comedian. It's insane.
See? You wanted me. Here I am.
Two-Face is Alpha, but he becomes Twisted. Alpha doesn't mean good guy, by the way. Two-Face is blatantly an Alpha.
Then you let Dent take your place. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where's Dent?
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever.
And why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No.
Yeah, like look at the Omega here. So he makes his own clothes so that no one can hold that over him. His face is all fucked up. He's got scars all over him. He almost takes pride in his scars because he's like, you can't do it again to me. Like, he'll have, like, smeared makeup and look, like, fucking disheveled and be like, what are you going to do? And that's the Omega. And it's a scary person because it's like the person that's like, I'll burn it before you can, you know? But it's funny. Well, just to have a little bit of it, I guess, because I have this in me. I mean, fact.
You complete me.
You're garbage. You kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be. To them, you're just a freak. Like me. They need you right now. When they don't, they'll cast you out.
And by the way, one thing about Omegas, they're right about a lot. Because when you're at the bottom of the hierarchy or you have a mental... I've never been at the bottom of the hierarchy. When I say I'm Omega, it's not... But I have a little of this in me. I think a lot of us do. Maybe a little tiny bit. It comes from abuse. Anyway, because you have to be able to mentally get out of abuse. You see things in people, you're like, they'll cast you out when they're done with you. Because you have the objective view of someone who's very low. All right, watch this. And he's right. He's like, you think you're on top, you're not. I watched this from my little low spot in the world. You want to know who's a coward?
Like a leper. You see, their morals, their code. It's a bad joke. Dropped at the first sign of trouble.
I mean, guys, recognize this at all? Your church is a joke. The doors close with a little sniffle. You know, if I was in a structured hierarchy, I couldn't say this stuff. If I was drawn to that, if I was drawn to, like, Batman's ridiculous, yeah, he's a gamma male. I thought Omegas were outside the hierarchy. Yeah, because they're low. They're very low. Like, they're not, they're like, they're outside of city. They're like the outcasts. But it's not necessarily because they want to be. It's because they were seen as freaks because of abuse they suffered, typically. But what the Joker's saying right here is 100% true. He's like, their moral code breaks down with one punch to the face. Omegas facilitate between overly avoidant to secretly and keenly observant. Yeah, I'm not avoidant at all. That's why, like, this Joker Omega is, I relate to it a little bit. I'm mostly Bravo, like 95%, but I'm 5% that. Where it's like, your church is not a house of God. They're a little a sniffle and they close their doors and run away screaming. Where is God when they do that? And people are just like, the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, it's true. Just like this dude's right on the money. How about when he burns all the money? He's like, you people care about money. We need a better class of criminal. I'm like that. I'm like the God-fearing Joker in a certain way. Like if Joker had logos and a beautiful wife and family and was mostly a Bravo.
They're only as good as the world allows them to be. I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other. See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Sound familiar, guys? I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve. And then the gamma, how dare you? Reddit troll starts back. And then watch how you can subvert all their power by not giving a shit. But you can't posture. You have to genuinely not care. Or else it doesn't work. It can't be like, I don't care. That's gamma. Omega has to be like, I don't care. Take whatever you want, because the Omega typically gets to this point because others have taken so much more from them that it doesn't hurt anymore. And you're like, and then as people are bashing you, as people are trying to lash out at you, you see their weaknesses. You can it actually is like pleasurable. It's not what I'm saying isn't masochism. It's pleasurable in the sense where it's like, oh, so that's what you are. Because when you bash when you bash someone in my situation or in this situation, the Joker's evil in this movie. He's a nihilist. I'm not a nihilist, but like when someone does like what Batman's doing right here, he's showing you what he is, and that's why you're like, Right, watch this.
Where's Dent? Have all these rules, and you think they'll save you?
In control.
I have one rule.
Oh, then that's the rule you'll have to break to know the truth.
Which is?
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules. And tonight, you're gonna break your one rule.
I'm considering it.
No, there's only minutes left. You're gonna have to play my little game if you want to save one of them.
By the way, Batman doesn't have any rules. He's a gamma. He's such a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
You know, for a while there, I thought you really were a dent. The way you threw yourself after her. Look at you go.
Look at you go. I love it. It's so fascinating. And it's like, there is certain, like, because it is all fractal. And someone said, can Omega be something else? Yeah, you can become Deltas, maybe potentially a Bravo. You can climb out of that. You just have to work hard at it. Like, take a shower, clean up, wear nicer clothes. Stop thinking everyone's out to get you. You know, try and listen to other men. Try and care about what they care about. Again, I'm not an Omega at all. Like, far from it. Omegas don't live like I live, typically. But emotionally, I have it. I have some of it in me. And it's weird because it's like no one would guess that. But part of me is like this, like, out of the hierarchy guy that's like, look at you go. Like, you're almost fascinated by it when you're in this zone. Like, some people really think that I was fronting when I'm like, when they're kicking me out of PayPal and all this shit. I'm like, oh, fascinating. I watch this.
Does Harvey know about you and his little bunny?
Where are they?
Killing is making a choice.
Where are they?
Choose between one life or the other. Your friend, the district attorney, or his blushing bride to be. You have nothing. Nothing to threaten me with. Nothing to do with all of your strength. Don't worry, I'm
going to
tell you where they are.
Yeah, someone said, BB, I believe men have the ability to grow up in a higher mind. It's not about high or low. It's not about better. Like, some of the worst people in the world are alpha. It's one of the reasons I can say I have a strain of omega in me is because I understand it's not about high or low. I'm extremely high on hierarchies. You know, I've always attracted really attractive women. I've always been in spotlights, captain of this, head of this. It's not about high or low. It's about behavior patterns. So the Omega has a behavior pattern where it's this. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. He's a damn sociopath. No, he is. No, it's not. Don't just say that, because what he's doing is, in this scene, what he's doing is completely rational. That's what people don't understand. Like, that, the sociopath is killing people to prove a point. You seem very alpha, Big Bear. Yeah, I've grown better at being alpha. I'm not instinctively alpha. I don't like a ton of responsibility, and I don't like being in charge of people. I don't like tons of people looking at me for what to do. I like to support an alpha. You guys have seen my brother. Like, my favorite position is backing my brother up. That's a classic Bravo. Joe Biden seems like an alpha. No, he's a Bravo. Very evil alpha. No, he's a degenerated Bravo. Deltas make the world go round. Yes, Deltas are the most important functional members of society. Without deltas, there's nothing. But the omega, the strain of omega, gives you such profound insights because you've been, like, kind of messed up as a kid enough to where you can detach from situations, you know, and just be like, most good kings have always been Bravo. I agree. The best CEOs and athletes are alpha. The best coaches, I don't know, though. I make a pretty good coach. But, yeah, Bravo is better. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough to say. It's tough to say. Can you show us the Batman Sigma sometime? I don't know what that means. The alpha position naturally degrades its toil and battle. It's not for everyone. Dude, I don't hate. I love my life. But it's like one of the biggest struggles in my life is having to have responsibilities with people and having a lot of people look at me for advice and guidance and stuff like that. That's alpha. And it's like, I've accepted my role, but it's like, it's absolutely, I don't like managing people. I don't like telling people what to do. I like to run and gun. I like to say anything that comes into my head, anything. And so when someone's like, what you just said, I mean, what if somebody, I'm like, look to my brother. And then I'm like, oh, he's not here. Alphas make great team captain, but you need a couple Bravos. Dude, Bravos are very important. Very important. Like, Coddington is my Bravo. You know, Mountain Bear is a Delta in our group. You know, like, I don't you know, like Coddington, day or night, I can be like, hey, man, do you get that clip? You know, he's like organized doing Mountain Bear. Whenever he creates, he sends it our way. And it's like they're different positions in the hierarchy. You know, like the Deltas are people that just make shit and they just like being like, oh, great, I'll do that. The Bravo is like Coddington Bear to me, where it's like, you know, I can always count on him. Like, I can just to do managerial stuff or creative stuff or whatever. Red Pill Rooster is a Sigma, exactly. Yeah, I didn't like being made point guard and manager. Yeah. Like, I was always made captain because people would gravitate towards me and listen to me. But I'm not really a great captain. Like, I'm not like... Are you doing wind sprints, Danny? We know that your fat ass needs to get... Like, it was really interesting because I was never a good captain. I just was always very popular. Like, at a certain point, not always, not like middle school and before, but like there came a time when if there was a poll of like, who do you want your leader to be, everybody would say me, but it wasn't the right call because I just... Putin is alpha for sure. Yeah. I'm married to a Delta and it's wonderful. Yeah, Deltas make the best. Deltas and Bravos make the best husbands. I'm a Bravo. I stick to Alpha if I think he deserves it. Yeah, exactly. Bravos, I think, have the best life. Just if you want to understand the hierarchy and not get wrapped up, don't think it's top down. The reason Gammas are so terrible is because they all want to be Alpha, but no one wants them to be Alpha. It's not top down. It's not like, oh, I'm Alpha, so I'm the best. It literally is like, what are you? There's no up or down. It's just like, you know, like Ted Kaczynski was an Omega. He was right about just about everything, and he was a crazy person. All right, I'm going to go. Owen sat at the cool kids table at lunch. At a certain point, yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah. It got to the point where I was one of the... like very known and very liked, but my childhood wasn't like that at all. It was like horrifying. I heard Deltas go deaf sometimes. Pretty funny. BB, can you play the Red Pill Rooster? No, I'm landing the plane. I'm just talking to you guys for the next couple minutes. Yeah, Obama is a lambda homo or gamma if he wasn't gay. If her character's in a divine story, then the story of truth requires evil, the fallen, born again. Yes. God's the sum of the hierarchy, right? God made all of it. I don't even get into those discussions. The hierarchy is somewhat grappled in this fallen world anyway. I don't see what we're saying is grappled. It's behavior patterns. If someone's like, oh, he's alpha, but he's upside down. No, he's still alpha. He's just a bad guy. Gammas are sneaky backstabbing pussies. Yeah, gammas are probably the only member of the hierarchy that are objectively terrible people, typically. Because they want power over people and no one wants that. No one wants to give them that because they're evil. They're like just not, they're terrible. And you know, alphas want power over people, but they like it. It's part of, and people give it to them. They want them to be that. Trump is alpha. Trump is like a textbook, like absolutely. He's just always was like CEO, building giant boner buildings, president of America. There are virtuous gammas, but they are certainly rare. The gammas that know their gammas become deltas, though. A gamma requires lies. Like a gamma lives in a fantasy world. Both Leonidas and Xerxes were alphas. Yes, it was the hunchback that was the gamma. Bingo, exactly. And then he had his bravos and his deltas. Everybody in 300 was either an alpha, a Bravo, or a Delta. The hunchback was the Gamma. The other guy who stayed home and raped Xerxes' wife, or Leonidas' wife, was a Gamma. Yeah, I mean, it's just, is there such a thing as a good Gamma? No, they can become good, but to be a Gamma, you have to live in a deluded world and you have to be ankle biting at the Alpha and trying to ruin the Alpha. Sigmas like to do stuff for its own sake and don't need any attention from it. Yeah. Maybe I have strains of Sigma and not. I don't know, though. No, because I have strains of Omega. Because there was times when I just had no interest in women and they didn't have any interest in me when I was younger. Like, when I was a little kid, I was an Omega. But I'm naturally a bravo. I know this seems like indulgent to talk about this, but this will help you guys understand what we're talking about when we say this shit. Glad you're going into this. Yeah, it's really, really interesting because when you realize what your behavioral patterns are, you can accept what you are and be really good at it. Gamma is not permanent. Alpha is. Yeah, well, actually, no, it isn't. Like, you can be an alpha in high school. We all know those alphas in high school that no one wants to follow anymore. So I guess they're still alphas, but they're just alphas with no people. I don't know. There's a lot to discuss. Such a thing as 50-50 Delta Omega? I don't know. I think you're pretty much just one thing, but it's fractal. You know, like, I'm a Bravo to, like, the max. But when I watch Omega archetype the Joker, I see things. I see me in that. And some people can be like, oh, I'm like that. I don't give a shit. No, like, you can almost, some of these things are almost quotes out of my mouth. It's like chess pieces. Bingo. That's a great way to look at it. I'm usually a Sigma and it's not a great time. Then you're not a Sigma. If you're a Sigma, it's a great time. Like, people that are like, I'm usually a Sigma. No, if you're lonely, you're not a Sigma. I'm an Alpha who doesn't want to be an Alpha. Fact. Like, it's not a great time for me to deal with a lot of stress and, like, responsibility. Some people, like, thrive in it, you know? When someone's like, dude, I'm a Delta, it's not fun, though. I'm like, then you're not a Delta. High school Alphas gain weight and cuck. Sometimes. I look up to the Unabomber more than any politician in the last 80 years. Yeah, and he was an Omega. You can be a different role in different situations. Yeah, but your demeanor typically is, by the time you're an adult, you can become better at what you are. If you're a Gamma, you can become a Delta, maybe a Bravo, but I think that's a little too close to your precious. You know, the Gamma's weakness is they want to be Alpha, and they are not at all. Vox is a Sigma. He needs to, dude, exactly. Like, Vox is an actual Sigma. He loves being alone. Like, this quarantine shit, he's upset. He loves it. Like, it's like his dream. And he has, like, a beautiful wife, beautiful family. Like, he takes care of himself. Like, he's not an Omega. But it's like he doesn't want to be in hierarchies. Like, he loves being alone and writing 900-page novels and drinking wine no one's heard of. So, like, if he was to be like, I'm a Sigma sometimes and I hate it, it's like, no, that's what he likes because that's what he is. Have you ever heard of Owlman? No. I'm mainly Omega, but it seems better than Gamma. Doesn't seem like an upgrade. Omega's way better than Gamma. Dude, it's like, I have a strain of Omega. I just said that. Like, it's one of the things that makes me funny. You know, to be like so bottom in the hierarchy that I'm outside it is like probably the thing that makes me the funniest. Do Omegas not love being alone? They can like being alone. I like being alone. I live at the dead end of a street in the middle of nowhere. And I hang out mostly with goats and little kids and chickens. I'm a really good Bravo when there's a really good Alpha and there just isn't very many these days. Deltas and Trust are congruent. Yeah, Deltas are the most honest of everybody, I think. Yes, but Omegas are not socially accepted. Yeah, I know. Again, there isn't a slight strain of that in me. It's like the part of me that is artistic and hilarious is Omega a little bit. In life, I'm a Bravo. In life, I've been accepted. I'm in hierarchies. People like me. I have a beautiful wife. I've always, you know. But if you really think about what I am, BB just had my fourth cub. Awesome. What are the Amish? I mean, there's a whole hierarchy. Where is Norm on the hierarchy? I mean, maybe Sigma or Omega. I don't know his sexual proclivities. No, he can't be Omega. He's too well-liked. I don't know. I'd have to know more about him. He has a Sigma vibe to him, though. Norm is Delta. Yeah, yes, but he's so, like, no offense to Vox when I'm about to call being Sigma, you're a little fucking crazy. Not crazy, it's a terrible word. But you're, like, you're outskirts. You're just high in the sexual category. Like, people like people want to be around you and have sex with you. I don't know Norm's deal. Like, I don't know how he is around women. I don't know what his dating history is like. He could legitimately be an Omega. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. But Sandler always loved him. He could be a Bravo. I don't know. You got to really know the person. You can't really tell just by watching someone do stand-up. But he's definitely a fucking weirdo in, like, a funny way. But, like, he's like a savant, kind of. Sigma? Yeah, I can see that. But he's a little Unabomber, though. Sigmas are a little crazy, speak the truth. I always speak the truth, Kung Fu Bear. But I don't want to just use the word crazy. It's a different word, weirdo. Eccentric. And, like, a little bit of a bad way. Sigmas write comic books, apparently. A lot of Gammas write comic books. There is no, like, specific... I mean, Batman is the most Gamma character ever written. I didn't know that until I picked up the guitar that women love Sigmas. You're not a Sigma, Sean Kelly. I know for a fact, Sean, you're not a Sigma at all. Seems like Elvis like Omega sometimes. Like, Sean is probably, no offense, Sean, but you're probably a Gamma. If you were talking about yourself, like, I didn't know that women like Sigmas until I picked up the guitar. That's almost like the most textbook Gamma thing I've ever heard in my life. When I play the guitar, women. What am I? Probably Gamma, Sean. Because you were trying to be Sigma, which means one of the best ways to tell someone's a Gamma is they say they're Sigmas. They're like, oh, I'm a Sigma because, you know, when I pick up a guitar. Now, you want to be king, you want to be at the top, but you're not, so you must be something else. It's Gamma. Face it and become a Delta. Outdoors, we usually try to choke each other. Dimitri, that's very Lambda. Gandalf is a Sigma. I think Gandalf is a Lambda. Saruman is a classic Gamma. Yes. I think I really didn't mean it like that. We know, Sean, you're not. If you're asking me for what you are, you're not a Sigma. I mean, you're like a good-hearted Gamma for now, and if you get set off, you're probably a nightmare. Like right now, you're Ursa Delta. As an example, James Bond is a Sigma. Yeah, exactly. Sean Kelly's like, I didn't know that women even liked me until I picked up my fucking guitar. I mean, if someone looked up Gamma in the dictionary, that's what they would say. The guy who plays Gandalf openly dumpster bumps? Yeah. Tried to push Delta Gamma, then found out about the Squirt. Sigma's a cheap Martin guitar. Someone should make a chart of the hierarchy. It takes... Guys, this is something that you can think about for, like, a lifetime. Because if you look in literary books and all that, you see where men fit together. What is Lambda? A homosexual. I'm just joking, Dimitri. All right, I gotta go. Yeah, real men play guitar because they want to, no other reason. Exactly. If you play the guitar to impress women, you're either a Gamma or a Lambda. John Wick is the ultimate Sigma. Yeah, exactly. John Wick is a total Sigma. But the Joker is a Gamma, is an Omega. Like, he's outside. Like, he can set fire to billions of dollars and be like, you're all disgusting for caring. Sigma is by choice. No, none of it's by choice. None of this is by choice. Like being a Sigma isn't fun, guys. Some of it's from damage. Like, Sigmas have, like, chaotic minds that can put them in. Only Gammas want to be something they're not. Only a Gamma would say, like, I'm a Thigma. It's like, dude, I'm trying to be a Thigma. Okay. Do tons of women constantly want to blow you and fuck you, but yet you're kind of, like, guys, it's very obvious.
It's like, when I play the guitar, they do. It's like, dude, stop. It's like, this one girl, she made out with me after I played guitar for her for 5 hours and kept giving her booth. Was Alex Jones Gamma. So loving the end of this episode, yeah. Alphas are born, yeah. But they can be fucked up, though, and become gammas. You know, a lot of abuse can make dudes gammas. I'm Bravo, I don't have a fuck with y'all that. Yeah, dude, there is no what you want. What you want doesn't matter. Like, the Jews want 6 million of them to have died. It didn't happen. You know, they want it so bad. They're like, no, it is. It's like, no, it isn't. It's like, it doesn't matter what you want. And so when people are like, well, I'm a Sigma, like in a chat, a Sigma wouldn't even be writing anything. They would be like, maybe they would if they were just chatting, if they were interested in the topic. But no Sigma would be explaining to people that they are a Sigma. It goes against the entire nature of a Sigma. You understand? It's like, chicks are drawn to strong males with musical skills, but can sniff out cuck playing guitar. Exactly. Exactly. Strong musical skills attract women if you actually care about it. And you're expressing harmony, high intelligence, math, emotions, logos. If you have one iota of wanting to impress women with your musical ability, you're only going to attract drunk girls or retards. The hierarchy is not about you guys. It's not. It's like, and it's crazy. And people be like, must be nice coming from someone with an alpha position. I'm like, I don't want an alpha position. I'm a reluctant warlord. It's why I titled my special that. Ask anybody in the chat that actually knows me in person. I'm never giving orders and being like, it isn't even, that's why gammas are so disgusting to me. Because they want to have power over people and no one wants, people are dying to give me their power. Like, dude, half the world is like, Big Bear, they want me to be a cult leader almost. It's like, Big Bear, tell me how to live. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. And the gamma is like, I'll tell everyone. And everyone's like, Sean, put the guitar down. And that's why it's so unbelievably tedious. And the internet is full of gammas because I think pornos make gammas too. You wouldn't have given up your fame and fortune in Hollywood if you wanted alpha positions. No, but that is about morality. And morality doesn't, it's, that that's not, the, those are two, that's a category error. An alpha could still do that. Like an alpha could, a moral alpha an alpha isn't just motivated by just fame and money. An alpha is just an alpha. Like David in the Bible is an alpha. I'll give you tons of alpha people. I don't know. No one cares. People want to believe you have magic fancy pants that go on. I was totally that jackass in college that thought the guitar to the party. Well, it's good you acknowledge that now, Joker Bear. Unlike Sean, who's still like bringing the guitar to the party. Bane's alpha. Yeah, he's like, yeah. He could be a Bravo, though. He's like tormented. He like has a master. It's the woman as his master. He's serving. He's commanding in service to another. No, Bane is a Bravo. I relate to Bane a lot. Yeah, Bane was serving that woman the whole time secretly. The one that he sacrificed his face for. The biggest Achilles heel of the Bravo is pathological loyalty. If you don't see where you fit after Vox describes it, you're a gamma. Yes. Bane was pretty abused. Yeah. But he was in service the whole time. Saul was a gamma? Yeah. Yeah, he's a total gamma. Bane has an alpha walk. So do I. I don't think people understand this. I mean, I've gone out into stadiums like this and had 10,000 people going, ah, we love you. People would be like, oh, that's an alpha. I'm like, but if you look at my behavior, it isn't. I'm not just like jumping into leadership abilities. Like, oh, let's start this business. Let's start this. Oh, we can just, you do this, you do this. I'm always just like, dude, I'm fucking doing goats. And people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I want to be alone. All right, I got to go. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Right, that's why I said the best kings of Bravo, pathological loyalty to his people. Yeah. Bravos, I know I sound a little biased, but I think Bravos are the best people. Bravos and Deltas, just in general, are the best. High intelligence, gamma wizardry. A lot of gammas are higher than average intelligence. They're what's called midwits, which is about, you know, one or two standard deviations above the norm. They think they're smart boys, but they're not. But I think Bravos and Deltas are my favorite people. You're a natural leader? Yeah, I am. And that's why I'm usually put into alpha positions and I'm not equipped typically. All right, guys. But I'm doing a good job at it. I am. I'm doing a good job in my alpha position. I think about it a lot. I care about you people. I'm reliable. I'm commanding. I kick people out that suck. I'm not drawn to it. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor. Oh, and one of the ways you know that I'm in an alpha position is gammas despise me. The way to spot an alpha, even though I'm Bravo, if you understand it, great, if not, whatever, is gamma males hate alpha males. Hate. And if you look at Reddit or any of my comment sections, you realize that I am just the biggest target from gammas. Like, they fucking hate me. Hate. And that's how you know that I have an alpha position. All right. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93-5, unauthorized.tv. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Much love.